We continue now with our study in the book of Esther. And today we come to Esther chapter 6, verse 1. And Lord, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, Esther 6, verse 1. That night, the king could not sleep. So he ordered the book of the Chronicles, the record of his reign, to be brought in and read to him. Well, the king wakes up in the middle of the night and, you know, no television back in those days, no radio, so he does the next best thing. He wants somebody to read to him. Even the king's insomnia here was a part of God's sovereign plan, as we will see. I'm telling you, this book is the only book in the Bible that does not mention God by name. But God is all over this book. His fingerprints are all over it. His sovereignty. Verse 2. It was found recorded there that Mordecai had exposed Bigthana and Teresh, two of the king's officers who guarded the doorway, who had conspired to assassinate King Xerxes. And remember this incident? We saw this earlier in the book of Esther. Well, the man that Haman planned on hanging in the morning, Mordecai, is the man the king is reading about here. The king is reminded that Mordecai saved his life. Verse 3. What honor and recognition has Mordecai received for this? The king asked. Nothing has been done for him, his attendants answered. There was a reason that God didn't want the king to reward Mordecai immediately after he saved the king's life. From the king's perspective, it slipped his mind. The fact is, God delayed it until this later time. Verse 4. The king said, "Who is in the court?" Now Haman had just entered the outer court of the palace to speak to the king about hanging Mordecai on the gallows that he had erected for him. What timing! The king just read about Mordecai's heroics and how he saved the king's life and how he was never rewarded for it. And here comes Haman about to ask for permission to hang Mordecai. Verse 5. His attendants answered, "Haman is standing in the court." "Bring him in," the king ordered. And the king is glad to see Haman, because in the back of his mind, the king has a special job for him. Verse 6. When Haman entered, the king asked him, "What should be done for the man the king delights to honor?" And the king is thinking about Mordecai, of course. The king can't wait to reward him for saving his life. So he says to Haman, he says, "What should be done for the man that the king really wants to honor?" Well, last part of verse 6. Now Haman thought to himself, "Who is there that the king would rather honor than me?" Mr. Conceit, Haman, thinks, "I'm the greatest. So the king must be talking about me. The king wants to honor me, but I'll play stupid and not let on that I know that he's talking about me." 7. So he answered the king, "For the man the king delights to honor." And Haman, of course, is going to come up with something real good. And then he's going to act surprised, you know, when the king says, "It's you, Haman." Well, Haman's going to be surprised, all right. Look at verse 8. Haman says, "Have them bring a royal robe the king has worn, and a horse the king has ridden, one with a royal crest placed on its head. Then let the robe and the horse be entrusted to one of the king's most noble princes. Let them robe the man the king delights to honor, and lead him on the horse through the city streets, proclaiming before him, "This is what is done for the man the king delights to honor." And all the while Haman is making these suggestions, he is imagining just how great he's going to feel having all this stuff done to him, because he's absolutely sure it must be me. So he really built it up big time. Verse 10, "Go at once," the king commanded Haman. "Get the robe and the horse, and do just as you have suggested for Mordecai the Jew, who sits at the king's gate. Do not neglect anything you have recommended." Haman came in to ask for permission to hang Mordecai, but instead he has just given the king all sorts of suggestions on how Mordecai can be honored. And then, to rub salt in the wound, the king puts Haman in charge of the entire operation. 11. So Haman got the robe and the horse. He robed Mordecai and led him on horseback through the city streets, proclaiming before him, "This is what is done for the man the king delights to honor, Mordecai." The only man who would not bow to Haman is now being rewarded for his commitment to God. And proud Haman is being humbled by being forced to publicly honor the man, that man of God, whose faith wouldn't allow him to bow and kneel before a mere man. Things couldn't get any worse for Haman, he thinks. Verse 12, "Afterward, Mordecai returned to the king's gate, but Haman rushed home with his head covered in grief." Proud Haman is embarrassed, not because of his sin of pride. He should be embarrassed over his sin of pride. He should be ashamed over his sin of pride. But because his pride was hurt, that's why he is embarrassed. See, it's still all about Haman, and he will never change. 13. It says, well, let's read 12 along with it. "Afterwards, Mordecai returned to the king's gate, but Haman rushed home with his head covered in grief," poor baby, 13, "and told Zeresh, his wife, and all his friends everything that had happened to him. His advisors and his wife Zeresh said to him, 'Since Mordecai, before whom your downfall has started, is of Jewish origin, you cannot stand against him. You will surely come to ruin. You're in trouble, Haman. You are in big trouble. When the king finds out that you have tricked him into signing a death sentence for the king's new favorite person, Mordecai, you are in big trouble, Haman.'" 14. While they were still talking with him, the king's eunuchs arrived and hurried Haman away to the banquet Esther had prepared. And now Haman has to go to the king's banquet, where the queen will tell the king of Haman's plot to kill Mordecai and all the Jews, including the queen herself, by the way. Haman's bad day is about to get much worse. He is about to go from the frying pan into the fire, and he doesn't even know it. We'll pick it up in chapter 7 next time. Until then, so long, everyone.